morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful place we call Eden. Our home, our gift from God, divided into many segments, one of which is the United States. And we're coming upon an auspicious anniversary, Independence Day. And, of course, everything will be shuttered and closed for a better reason than the infamous plague that has been around us lately. And we have cause to reflect and to celebrate something very, very, very outstanding in the annals of human history. The establishment of a country that broke the bonds of servitude from European masters. A country that had to set out on an independent course, fraught with danger, risk, and threats, and make a great, great nation from those efforts. Many, many are afraid today to even begin to think or contemplate about walking out into an independent existence and hack out of the wilderness a nation. A life. It is just unfathomable for most people to even get out of their comfort or safety zone and to think back in a day when just existing in day-to-day life would be the greatest challenge you could ever imagine. That people had to take these risks with no government to help you out. You just had God on your side and those about you. And you had to go to places that would be as remote as the moon with very little, if any, support network except what you could craft with your own hands. That's what built the United States. And to a great extent, that pioneer spirit is going to have to be restored to even keep and maintain it. Because we all run off at the slightest fear or apprehension and abandon the ship, leave the wheel to go to its own course in any storm because we're too busy hiding below decks. It is guaranteed that the ship will founder. It is inevitable. And that's where that resolve has to come in handy. I remember back probably before a lot of you may even have been born, to the auspicious anniversary of 1976. And the big slogan everywhere, on every commercial, every tabloid, every ad, TV, talking point, was the spirit of 76. And the spirit of 76 is something that has to live not just on monolithic anniversary days, but every day. That you remember that spirit, that you remember the hard work, devotion, and sacrifice that were put forward by the people who established the United States, and realize it was no easy task, and that you were on pain of death, because primarily you were committing treason against the British Empire, and they wouldn't look on that very, very nicely. So, our tasks are much simpler, our risks are much less severe, and we still have to do what has to be done. And there are certain rights and liberties and freedoms that are inviolate, and we have to remember that they come first over petty bickering, philandering by various enemies within to try to usurp power and take those from us. For we know them from their works. As soon as they walk in any direction to strip you of your gift, you know them for what they are, evil demons. And you have to stand shoulder to shoulder through all those kinds of storms and persevere, or you will lose the great gift. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom. Sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going back. We're going back to the time of independence. We're going all over the world to look at the strange machinations that are upon us, and probably the greatest threat to humanity that has ever existed, that is beyond the comprehension of most people, even though they live in a technological world. They have all the devices and toys that the ancients would never even contemplate. And yet, we fail to understand what these devices do and what they're capable of, and how they can be weaponized and used against us in what has been commonly termed silent wars. And the silent war is the most evil war, because not just that it's silent, but it's completely unpredictable. The weapons are devised and deployed, inserted, used, effective, destructive, and yet people can't even form the beginning of a thought to think that what has happened, is happening, and will happen. Until we come to grips with several things. One, we have to know the enemy. We have to understand their method of attack. And we have to be prepared to disengage their weapons from us. If we were invaded in the classic context of Red Dawn, where you see the parachutes in the sky in a very old format of war, if we saw bombs raining from the sky or missiles, we would understand very, very clearly what's happening. But when we come in with newfound ideas and technologies, psychological warfare waged on a level that could not be contemplated. Technical advancements on a microscopic scale beyond belief. Technological advancements to turn these little things that we call bots into the most effective weapons that have ever been designed, to use fields of energy, magnetic fields, radio fields, to create a hostile battlefield that is far more effective than poison gas as a weapon of mass destruction. I always call many of these things weapons of mass deception, because if I deceive you into believing a false paradigm or reality, I can get you to walk into the trap willingly. You will fight me to die. You will push me aside and charge headlong into the trap and take the blessed flag and all the institutions, all the people, all the land with you in some blind panic. I was very fortunate that my webmaster sent me a video by Polly St. George, a Canadian micro-broadcaster, I guess, which he does command a relatively large audience. So she's kind of like the Canadian Max Egan, but charming blonde, very well-spoken. And she did a video that summed up a lot of the things I've been trying to get across, but she did it in about 30 minutes. I posted it on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, and the government rag blog site will be graced with it. And it is just chilling to see the technology that left the science fiction novels, entered the research labs, and then, to a great extent, I'd have to say, is distributed all around us. We live in it, breathe it, eat it, ingest it. It conquers us to a level that you'd have to look at science fiction to even begin to understand. One of the great psychological minds that she brought up in her video was a man I was not familiar with, and much to my chagrin, really. His name was Dr. Michael Persinger from Laurentian University. And he devised something that was popularly called the God Helmet, where he just took a basic crash helmet and put electrical wiring in there to create a field around your brain, to create basically, you know, the holodeck without a deck, that he could take your brain on a journey and create a reality in your mind that challenged you to such an extent that you would spurn reality and accept his counter-realities. It's absolutely amazing. It was like an electronic LSD trip. And in the past, I brought on an author from the United States, former New York Times correspondent Stephen Kinzer, to talk about Sidney Gottlieb, the CIA, and their mind control experiments, and how they tried to chemically bring about this stasis in your mind, where they just plant the thoughts, you accept them, and you become the absolute perfect droid. Except it didn't work. It's too complicated, too overwhelmingly dangerous to use. And it left signs. You could see someone in a drug-induced state and realize that they're not of sound mind. But by using this electronic means, I can put things into your brain to create this helmet on a nanoscale inside of you, create a reality inside, program you, send you about, and no one will really notice the difference exactly. Some people say when they see vaxxed people, they look different, they act different. They're just not the same person they were before. It's kind of like the French would call the joie de vivre is gone. And that makes it obvious that they're under the spell, that something happened. But you can't see it because it's microscopic. They're nanoparticles. You'd have to have quite the ability to get inside, to look. And generally, they probably wouldn't be alive at the time. So I went to great pains to find all the research papers that Pauly mentioned. Super paramedic nanoparticle delivery of DNA vaccine. Is magnetogenetics the new optogenetics? Magnetic strategies for nervous system control. Polymer embedded with metallic nanoparticles enables a soft roboticization. And super paramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles for drug delivery. So seemingly, there are iron particles in our brain. And one of the buzzwords she uses is the magneto. And these can be stimulated to create thoughts and realities in your mind. Now, when you do this, your terra firma is no longer firma. You may actually believe the lies. The deep state, the new world order, Satan himself, is putting in your brain and accept these things. One of the great places they did this was at the University of Virginia, and of all places, Charlottesville, at Eli Guler's lab. And I think we all remember Charlottesville as a buzz point in history to tell us something was amiss, that people were behaving in odd and strange ways, and killing their fellows or pretending to kill their fellows, but a whole new reality was created that may not be reality at all. It even goes beyond acting in a stage set. It's that you have completely, totally mind-controlled individuals participating in an alternate reality that is presented to you by the media, television, primarily radio, newsprint, to say that this artificial reality was created was reality. And then, of course, there's no way you can argue that with anyone who's been afflicted or affected. And you're on the hook. So I give her great credit to come up with this material. Dr. Persinger has some clips on the internet that you can listen to him talk, and he talks about this as a new means of war. A war of conquering people, civilizations, without a shot being fired, and without them even having the slightest knowledge that you've done it. And that's a very amazing point. What she did also use, she was big on Q and the QAnon thing, as many people were, and she followed President Trump's tweets significantly, and I got to give her credit for it because she saved one. And President Trump at one point put out a tweet way back in 2017, 31 May 2017. Who can figure out the true meaning of COVE-FIFI? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Enjoy, exclamation mark. He is sending out a message. But only those who are aware can even begin to complement this message. So now we understand what COVE means. Everyone in the world probably knows that. But in 2017, he sent out a tweet on that. And who's Fifi? If you're into the table of elements and chemistry, you probably know already. Maybe you just haven't thought about it. It's the symbol for iron. Fe2 plus Fe3 plus 2O4 is magnetite. Magnetite can form in little pyramidal shapes, and that's what Polly gets into in great detail in her video. I think we're familiar with some that were in this country called Egypt, and they were supposed to be centers of great power. She also gets into the fact that the United Nations has their prayer or meditation room with a giant block of this stuff with a hole in the floor embedded right into the ground. And when the Muslim people go to Mecca, they walk around that giant black stone as if they're in a trance. And then people in the Hebrew faith have a tiny little black square they wear on the tops of their heads, like a little hat that symbolizes this as well, that this is the great stone, the great ability to program the universe, and that somehow we are beholden to it without it ever being shown or explained to us. And these little remnants in our brain are being activated by these scientific processes to turn us all into the hive mind Borg, where we will all be controlled and synthesized to be used to whatever purpose the master has determined. The funny thing about scripture, it was always one of those things about, you know, we come to this time that many people associate with the rapture and such like that, is that in a twinkling of an eye, that everything will change. So even as we're relatively unaware of the great things, we know it will happen quite quickly. And the twinkling of an eye seems to be very, very clear to me. It's like the flipping of a switch to turn on the power. And when that power is turned on, especially if it revolves around 5G, 6G, or something of the sort, that all those things in our brain can be activated and will be turned on. So that Dr. Persinger is very clear that every mind will be connected, billions of us, all the way around the world. All thoughts will be open to all minds, all knowledge, all information, and probably hooked up to the main computer frame too, so we have access to the internet, the ultimate mind, to open our portals too. That doesn't exactly sound like independence. It doesn't exactly sound like freedom. But I look at that as the order of battle of the enemy that is conquering human society. It is their plan. It is their daring. And she also shows the application of the infamous swabs into the nose and how they break open a certain vulnerable place under the brain where research in this stimulation found to be the most accessible point to the mind. And they put in those invisible little nanocritters that are in the masks and on the end of the swabs primarily to enter and infiltrate into the brain, into the mind, to build the God helmet inside microscopically. And out of your fear and your want and your desires for the permanent safety, you'll give up all your liberty and willingly take what is the the mark of the beast. To allow the beast into your mind to have dominance over your soul, over your mind, over your body, where it will regulate your bodily processes. They're always big on doing it for medical terms, like putting insulin in your blood if you're diabetic at the appropriate moment. But it's also the ultimate tool of punishment, too. Because if you don't fall into line with the social credit system, I can actually turn it off or reduce supplies of medicines or drugs, or increase them to pain tolerances and thresholds to bring you to your knees. It's a very, very interesting war, this war that we're in. And we have very few people even can begin to understand it. Never mind actually fight it. There really isn't a whole lot to fight. The biggest part is just not to give up your liberties, not to surrender to these altered realities that they build, and realize they're there for a reason, to defeat us, not to aid us or abet us into a better republic. For they know not even what the republic is, and they could care less. It is just something in the way to be scattered to the four winds. And on the flagpole, a new banner will fly. Maybe it hasn't even been devised yet, or maybe it is. And Old Glory will be gone. Our sacred documents burned, turned to cinders, and trampled upon. But only for one reason, because we allowed it to happen on our watch. And if there's anything I've said over the years, it's when you need heroes, look in the mirror, because if one isn't looking back at you, either we don't have any, or we have very, very few. So look in that mirror and see the spirit of 1776. See the heroes of this modern generation. They are every bit as good and as qualified and as loyal and determined as the ones who founded this nation. Never give up. Never surrender. It is your glory, Old Glory.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Hopefully joining us in the next segments will be Jack Mullen from the Government Reg and perhaps even Stephanie Sledge. It would be nice to have a troika of patriots to talk about the state of affairs in the land and in the world and the enemies, foreign and domestic, that are making great inroads. One of my friends sent me a little blurb from the book of Donald Rumsfeld, When the Center Held, a biography from 2018. I was never a big fan of the Bush era, the Bush wars, because we never know what we're fighting over. They give us some kind of cock and bull story, and that's supposed to be the epitome of reason for the masses. And they go about doing things which just generally seem to be about self-aggrandizement, cornering power, acquiring control of resources for personal profit, perhaps far more than anything else. But he had a great little story in that book. You see, in another war in Vietnam, we had allies on our side. And when things were lost and there was no hope, they wanted to come to the United States. And there was this president back then, 1975, Gerald Ford, and he was trying his damnedest to get these people into the United States, all 1,500 of them. Not that that's a giant number by any stretch of the imagination. And he ran into a brick wall each and every time, trying to get what we would call a refugee into the United States. And the primary person behind all this was another senator who's probably quite familiar to you all now. His name was Joe Biden. So he did everything humanly possible to prevent allies to the United States escaping a war front where they would most likely all be killed and murdered by communists, to prevent them from coming home, for lack of a better word, their new home. So he had to go to Christian organizations and other volunteer societies to get this to happen. And I just look at it as, if there's a code of honor anywhere in the world and in any style of any management, especially the military, That has to take precedence over many, many things, including your personal comfort, wealth, even your life, to stand by your code of honor. That's the whole point of the fact that you're an officer and you've sworn a duty. You just don't cut and run and leave everything behind. That's the job of politicians, really. But you have to stand honorably by them. To be chief executive officer of the nation, of the military, and to be one of those kinds of philanderers. I think probably all remember the evacuation off the top of the building in Vietnam by helicopter as the Huey came down to pick up the last people, and how they're hanging on to the landing legs or anything they can get attached to, and how their hands are being pried off because there's just no more room for the last evac. And that you have someone like Biden who is willingly removing those hands to show that he has no honor. Or maybe he does. But it was to the other side, the North Vietnamese communists. Perhaps the same communists we have to deal with today that may very well have a lot to do with a certain plague that is upon us to destroy that republic. A very interesting little bit of history noted down by the late Rumsfeld. So for that, I can say I respect him for bringing that to our attention in his biography, and maybe that makes it a worthwhile book, and we've slighted him in ways we shouldn't have. Anyway, we have our tried and true American brother here, Jack Mullen from the Government Rag, someone totally devoted to the search for truth, justice, and the American way, in a way that very few would ever be allowed to tread in anything that was called mainstream. So welcome aboard, Jack. It's good to have you here to celebrate Independence Day in advance.
I am just happy as I can be to be here, George. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, indeed. Oh, okay. Good. I like big posses. Yeah.
I saw Rummy died there. He was a guy that said weapons of mass destruction are east, south, or what, north, south, east, and west, when he was telling people where they were located in Iraq back in the day, when they fabricated their reasons for attacking that country. And I suppose they've killed way over a million people now for no apparent reason, destroy their entire civilization, steal their wealth and their treasures, and left the place in a basic shamble. But anyway, you know, sometimes it's nice to see some of these people check out. There's still a few from his era that are hanging in there. That probably need to go as well. So,
well,
anyway,
the adrenochrome isn't as good as it used to be. The Democrats are probably holding on to a more, virulent source.
Exactly. Anyway, so when that whole crew goes, including George H.W., you know, the world will be a better place. Rumsfeld is, all the things he was involved with. Tamiflu was one of the things. Destructive sweeteners in your Diet Coke. Aspartame, one of his genius inventions, brought to market and then forced on the FDA, and suddenly people are drinking cancer-causing, awful-tasting chemical garbage, and it never goes away. You know, it's just kind of like putting fluoride in the water. Once it's in there, you cannot get it out. And so I'm not too unhappy to see him taken away to his just reward, wherever that may be. Now, of course, we know he wasn't calling any of the shots for the most part, but he was put into a commander position where he is telling others what to do and mouthing the garbage. And one of the problems that we have in this country is is that there are so many people willing to sell out and maintain the facade, the lies, and do what they know is going to destroy the United States and its Constitution forever, and have no fear because their lifespan is not going to allow them to see, you know, the fruits of their labor. And so Rummy's one of those people. And unfortunately, he's not going to be here for this climatic conclusion or wherever this thing that we're living in right this minute is headed for. And so that's just too bad in that sense. Anyway, thank you for having me on. And thanks for mentioning the Government Rag and blog.thegovernmentrag.com, where you also write. And Stephanie's also on the phone, and she's the creator of that wonderful piece of truth conveying engine. And so maybe she says a little too. Hi, Stephanie.
Well, hi, Jack, and hi, George. It's glad to be back on my favorite show, which is the Power Hour. And I was just listening to everything you were saying in the first half hour, George, and just got my mind ticking about, you know, many things that are just not right in this world, and you know, all the destruction that's caused upon everybody in the whole world that's going on right now. And Jack, I agree with you. This world's a better place without all those people. And I mean, I, you know, hope that I can live to see some of them, you know, get their justice, you know, maybe hung off a bridge or something. But unfortunately, we probably won't see that in this Illuminati-based world. And anyway, it's glad to be on the show, and I appreciate being here. So I guess we'll just keep talking about what's going on.
We have to have the best Americans if we're going to have a 4th of July show. One of the other lesser figures that everyone knows about but doesn't know about, also met a denouement too. And back in those glory days of the usurpation of the Middle East, we had an organization that everyone's familiar with, the White Helmets. Well, wouldn't you know that the British Army captain who was behind the establishment of the White Helmets, Captain James de la Mercier, just happened to have a tragic fall to his death in Turkey. And they haven't determined if it was suicide, and they probably don't do the LSD trick anymore. They just probably hang you off the edge and drop you just without any abasement of a chemical in your bloodstream. And you just see what the ultimate reward is for serving Satan and the minions of evil. You did everything humanly possible to bring us a fraud, a charade, an apostasy, to get brother to kill brother for some sort of tepid gain of some elite. And they don't need you anymore. You're retired. You know, and arrivederci. So this is the just reward for serving evil. There is a karma that goes around. You can't escape it. And even though he would be someone who wouldn't be a household name by any stretch of the imagination, his organization was, but he reaped his reward in the end. And one thing we can say about us, when our time comes, for whatever reason it is, we either died defending liberty or of old age when we tired and couldn't do it anymore. But there's a side of the fence that you're on. And I think people who come to Power Hour know what side of the fence that is. And we're quite happy to be on this side of the fence because that's the ultimate thing. The government isn't the government. The government is the people. And there's hundreds of millions of people. And we can't lose fact that that is the case. The rest of them are supposed to just be facilitators for convenience, not masters of destiny. And they take on that title, master of destiny, very, very quickly. And that's where it's nice to trip them up once in a while or expose a little finagling or fraud or something like that to remind people what they are. And the media glorifies them as gods. really, and that's where the government rag comes in, is we remove the deification very, very quickly, and we have to thank you for that wonderful effort and all the other efforts that both of you put in to do this. Do you have a hot-button topic yourself, Jack, to bring to the table?
Oh, I have a couple of things. My life has become so busy now that, you know, I can only focus on a tiny number of them. I want to say that Stephanie just republished an article I wrote. I don't know when. When was that? Can't find the date on it. It was a couple of years ago. It might have been last year. I don't know. It's called Independence Day. And it's an article that, you know, is timeless in the sense that it indicates or tries to convey the message that the American public that gets up and wants to celebrate the 4th of July every year, thinking that they're somehow independent of something or another, or some tyrant, or, you know, otherwise a dictator. It's the furthest thing from truth. It is the same as, you know, that the coronavirus is deadly, or that men walked on the moon, or that the Federal Reserve is federal. And these are all stories that have been told that are purely lies, and they're part of the brainwashing and mind control that Americans are under right now. And it's something that's just very, very sad. I mean, because America and its people are probably the least independent people on the planet. We are basically enslaved like no other culture, no other nation that I'm aware of. The Chinese come close to it, and depending on their size and where they're located, I'm sure many of them enjoy more freedom than Americans do. The size of the cities and so forth, because you get lost in that massive mob. But it's just an interesting little story about how free the United States literally was after its creation. And that's not because of the Constitution in the sense that the Constitution has any power whatsoever. It can't control or maintain or enforce or do anything. Actually, it just sits someplace and people can read it if they want. As George H.W. Bush said, it's just a damn piece of paper. But it was because of the ideas of the people that created this country at that time and their belief in the right of an individual to live his life to his own ends and by whatever means he could, without having to also be beholden to a government that was going to take care of him. He had to make certain that whatever choices he made were reasonable and would lead to a long life, because if you couldn't make it on your own in those days and times, there were charities that would help, and most of the people didn't fall through the cracks, but there wasn't some sort of stolen wealth in the background that was going to try to take care of you while you signed on to independent agreements to the various contracts that we're now enslaved to. And I don't want to take up all the time that Stephanie might have. I have numerous things that I wanted to talk about today, because this country is in its last days. I mean, we're in our last months. This is a critical time period for anyone who's close enough to waking up that they might hear the words about what is happening and it might click for them. They might suddenly say, I get it now. But for the rest of them that are out wearing masks or taking their vaccines or believing the television news about anything at all, then they're gone, and they're not going to help. I don't think they can be a help. I believe they're not here to help. They're in the way. And so, you know, it's the time period where we have to figure out that we are not free of anything. And we're not the land of the free or the home of the brave. There's no brave people left that we can see, except the alternative media people that you hear about through our channels, George. And these are brave people that are willing to speak and stand up for what it is that they know is the truth. And many people take a fall for that. And anyway, I think that this is wonderful to be able to be on at this time of the year, so that we can remind Americans that they – you know, your life the way it was before, you don't even understand. I mean, people in the olden days, let's say prior to 1913, could travel by any means without restriction. They didn't need permission or a license. They didn't need identification. People could own property free of rental fees charged by the county and local governments and things they call property taxes. property was even available in the pre-1900 years with alloyal titles, free and clear ownership with rights to dispose of the property as desired. You could hand it off to your children. It couldn't be taken away from you for not paying your property taxes, for example. And, I mean, it's just an unbelievable feeling to think about what a world that would be like today. But now everyone's accustomed to be entirely enslaved, licensing for everything. I mean, the word license is something you naturally bring up in any conversation about any kind of profession. And people believe that these things like licensing are beneficial to them. They think that they protect them from something they do not. They are a gatekeeper. They protect the system from you. They protect the free market system from being a free market. They keep competition out of the market. They ensure that companies like Walmart and Amazon and the rest of the global big boxes have a market that's basically without competition. And the same with all the primary industry that we have in this country, and especially in the areas of things like medicine, where there used to be a free market of medicine prior to, say, 1875, when the American Medical Association started to take hold. It was created in 1850. And it was created by a couple of quacks, basically people that pretended to be physicians. And naturally, they being males, they pretended to be gynecologists. But regardless, this system then was taken over by the Rockefellers and others in the early 1900s, and now we have a completely politically controlled by a small group industry that has no room for any competition. And that's why we're in this situation today where we're told that the vaccines are actually safe and effective. And in fact, when vaccines are absolutely the opposite. And so I've become cynical. I mean, I can't hardly even listen to anything. I mean, most everything you hear is not true, not true at all. And until you're willing to challenge that idea, to you stand up to it and inspect it, there's no way for anyone to go forward. You have to be able to discount the whole thing. And I'm not saying there aren't pieces and places where you can find something that was still, maybe true now that was, say, true 100 years ago. But for the most part, anything mainstream is just a racket, a lie, a scam, a fraud, a hoax. And it's designed to whittle away your rights, to whittle away your ability to have any control over your life. You know, we have people now that call themselves bioethicists who are arguing that we should have vaccines so that people become allergic to meat as they promote the climate change hoax, which used to be a global warming hoax. We remember when Al Gore told us that his house in San Francisco, I think, by the bay there would be underwater in 7 years, and the polar bears would be all dead, and just nonsense after nonsense. And these people rely on the fact that every 20 years, most of the people paying attention die off because the younger people don't pay attention to the news like the older people did. And it's just a world of endless hoax. And, if you get a chance to go back and watch this TV show called Network or the movie, it's incredible the kind of truth that was given there for just a short outburst by the guy named Howard Beale. And where he told everyone, television's not the truth. It's a damn amusement park. And it's a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, line tamers, and football players. They're in the boredom-killing business, and they deal in illusions. None of it's true. And that is absolutely the truth. So someplace or another, you get a little bit of truth. But it always contradicts your understanding of the reality you are pretending to participate in. This is not your reality. The reality is beamed to you every day by the media. And you pick it up and you play ball with it. You imagine it's true. You think when they tell you 600,000 people have died of the coronavirus that something like that could be true. When I don't know anyone who knows anyone who's died of the coronavirus. Now, naturally, 600,000 people do die over a period of time, and that number is not chosen magically. They use it all the time. They like those sixes. But when you attribute any death to corona, you can say, 600,000 people have died. The same as they're now wanting to make a death certificate entry for climate change, because us climate deniers won't get on the bandwagon and stop eating meat and driving our cars and flying anywhere in their hoax, and let them control our lives and public transportation and minimize our population, that we need a, you know, a checkbox on our death certificate that says from climate change, because they're now saying, you know, 75,000 people a year, maybe or more, are dying from heat. Now, what a story is that? I mean, unverifiable nonsense, the same as the Chinese landing on the dark side of the moon. Nothing can be said about it, just, oh, it must be true. The mainstream media said it. And on this Independence Day, my position is that people need to understand that they don't have any independence at all, not even about what to think about. And as they get closer to the ends of our existence here in this paradigm with countries and nations and people having enough freedom that they can go choose a store to buy the same products from, they can choose the brand of the store they want, or they can still choose the football team they want to root for. These people need to realize that even that's going to go away. You'll eventually, if you exist in their little boxes in the city, in their smart cities, you'll have probably two teams to cheer for, you know, the blue one and the red one. And any other number of choices would differentiate you and make you somewhat a possible terrorist threat. Anyway, I'm sorry, Stephanie. I'll let you talk next time. Thank you, George.
Thank you. And on the other side of the break, we will continue with the state of affairs of this union. Thanks for coming out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.